I certainly appreciate you helping me. I'm taking a course in dialects, and the members of our class are helping in a survey of the regional and social dialects in 8 southern states. Each of us is to interview a person who has lived in the same place all his life, and sometimes that's hard to find, so Ms. my mother-in-law suggested you. Before we begin, if you can give me some background information, such as where you were born and things like that. First of all, let's get your religion.
Methodist.
Okay. What grammar schools or elementary and high schools did you attend?
Zebulon.
Okay.
Zebulon Elementary and Zebulon High School.
And then you had 2 years of college?
Yes, GSCW.
Okay. Where were you born?
In Pike County, Georgia.
Okay. Were you born in the same house that you lived for a good many years?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And that's just about a mile away from here, isn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then how many years have you lived here in this house?
Since 1945.
Okay. What's your occupation now?
I work in the PS office in Zebulon.
Okay. Your parents' birthplace, where were your mother and father from? Okay. And your mother, did she have a high school education, or do you?
No.
And what about your daddy?
No.
Do you remember much about your mother's parents? Where were they from?
As far as I can remember, they always lived in Pike County.
Uh-huh. What about your daddy's people? Were they also from Pike
yes.
County? Well, that's really interesting to find people that have been in approximately the same place for that many years. What about your husband? Is his religion also Methodist?
Yes.
And what education does he have?
He just had a grammar school education.
Did he go to school here in Pike County too?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Okay, I think that just about gets enough of the background information. If you can describe the home you're living in now, approximately how many rooms it has, and describe some of the rooms for me.
It has seven rooms and a hall, big hallway.
Mm-hmm. How many?
Baths. Has the three bedrooms, no, four bedrooms, and a living room, and kitchen, dining room, hall, and bathroom.
Okay. My mother's home has some doors similar to that. What do you call those?
French doors.
French doors. Mm-hmm. They're real pretty. A lot of the homes that have been remodeled are taking those out, and they're so pretty to me. I really like those. Okay, now some of these questions might seem kind of funny and simple, but they're just to get the pronunciation of certain words. For example, if you'll count from 1 to 20 real slowly for me.
17, 18, 19, 20.
Okay. What is the number that comes after 19?
20.
And the number after 26?
27.
Okay. The number that comes after 29?
30.
And after 39?
40.
The number that comes after 69?
70.
And after 99?
100.
And after 999?
1,000.
Okay. And what about 10 times 100,000? What would that be?
1,000,000.
Okay. If there is a line of men standing